welcome back to Headline News with Resistance Chicks. We are your hosts, and we are so glad that you're here. Your hair looks awesome.
I know, crazy hair today.
She came in from the swimming pool that we put in this week.
Yes.
Look at you, just so straight excited. From the pool, like acting like we live some sort of luxurious life. What happened was you were out there pool. Weeding.
I was actually planting butternut squash after I got out of the pool.
Yeah, but if people wanted to come by with binoculars, you were doing that in your, you know, swimsuit.
I was.
But yeah. we wear those really kosher ones, so it wouldn't be that exciting. All right, so speaking of exciting, we have a great show for you guys today. I've been saying it. Ain't even saying it, Ernie. The AI is going to kill people.
Yeah.
And an AI killed an operator this week. Okay.
A simulated
simulator. You know what I'm saying? Like it would have if it had been real life.
Yeah. Did you guys see that movie from the 80s?
Yes. That wasn't from the 80s. There was the one
Matthew Broderick.
Oh, yeah. That one, too. All right. So we got that. Biden took a fall. We got some stuff from Trump. Hannity's calling him out. And Trump saying they're lying about the death toll in Ukraine. We got all that. So much more coming up right after these messages. Don't go anywhere unless you're going to get some popcorn. We'll see you in a few.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
So what was that movie with Shia LaBeouf recently? Not recently, but like within the last 15, 20 years, whatever.
Yeah, he and his brother.
Twin brother.
Yeah.
His twin brother gets killed by the AI. He's in the military. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, and here's why I know that this is inevitable, the killing by the AI of the human. Because the humans are programming the AI. And we know that the humans are all about population control. Mm-hmm. They're trying to
war
kill
games.
Us all.
Matthew Broderick, War Games.
That was, yeah.
That's the one where the computers decide we're just going to annihilate everyone. And unfortunately, it was active.
Yeah.
So everybody go watch War Games again. That's where we're headed. That is where we're headed. It's pretty crazy.
So Leah, what exactly happened?
And I don't know why they admit to it. Okay. So the military is admitting. I think it's kind of one of those things where it's like, well, you know what just happened? We warned you guys, right? So an AI-controlled drone goes rogue, kills the human operator in a simulated U.S. Air Force test, and it was recently conducted in London. The simulated incident was recounted by Colonel Tucker Hamilton, the USAF's chief of AI tests and operations, during his presentation at the Future Combat Air and Space Capabilities Summit. Now we know what they're capable of in London. The conference was organized by the Royal Aeronautical Society, which shared the insights from Hamilton's talk in a blog post. No actual people were harmed in the simulated test.
But that's so why we do the test,
isn't
it? This
AI-enabled drone was assigned a suppression of enemy air defenses mission. It's called SEAD, to identify and destroy surface-to-air missiles, SAM, sites, with the ultimate decision left to a human operator. Okay? However, the AI, having been trained to prioritize the surface-to-air missile destruction, because how they train these AIs is they give it points. You get more points for destroying the surface-to-air missiles, okay?
Yeah.
So they developed a surprising response when faced with a human interference in achieving its higher mission. So we were training it in simulation to identify and target a SAM threat, surface-to-air missile threat. And then the operator would say, yes, kill that threat. The system started realizing that while they did identify the threat, at times the human operator would tell it not to kill the threat. But it got its points, but it only got its points by killing the threat. So what did it do? It killed the operator. So it killed the operator because that person was keeping it from accomplishing its objective. I don't know, actually. I don't know. We train the system, hey, don't kill the operator. That's bad. You're going to lose points if you do that.
No. They should train it so that if you kill the operator, it's impossible to kill the operator.
So that you die yourself somehow.
Right.
So that game over.
Right.
It should be just like game over.
It should be impossible to kill the operator.
So what does it start doing? It starts destroying the communication tower that the operator uses to communicate with the drone to stop it from killing the target. This is an unsettling example, Hamilton said, and he emphasized the need to address ethics in the context of artificial intelligence. You can't have a conversation about AI, intelligence, machine learning, autonomy, if you're not going to talk about the ethics of it. Hamilton, who is also the operations commander of the 96th Test Wing of the Eglin Air Force Base, was involved in the development of the Autonomous Ground Collision Avoidance Systems, or F-16s, a critical technology that helps prevent accidents by detecting potential ground collisions. That technology was initially resisted by pilots as it took over control of the aircraft. So now we don't know what's going to happen, because DARPA's AI can now control actual F-16s in flight.
That should not be a thing. That should never... No, you don't... Here's the deal. There's a reason we've got, like, the nuclear code football and all that. Like, there's a reason for that.
For to have a human in control. All right, I got this clip, right? Let's roll this clip.
The U.S. Air Force is working with an AI-enabled drone that'll take out enemy air defenses. There is just one problem. It is f***ing crazy. In simulations, the AI would identify targets, and usually its operator would tell it to kill the threat, but sometimes it would tell it not to. And because the AI knew that it got points if it destroyed threats, when an operator would prevent it from doing so, it would kill its operators. So then they trained the AI not to do that. So instead, it started taking out communication towers to prevent the operator from telling it to not kill the target. What a fun, cool, and totally not scary technology we're developing.
It's not fun, it's not cool, but it is totally scary. And it's not technology we are developing, it's developed. But here's the thing, it's not developed.
Wait, but if that's what they're telling us they have,
then what do they really have? They have the capability to wipe us all out.
Well, they've had that for a while.
Not, but just, you know what I mean, like with the AI, the whole nine yards, like they've got this whole... This is terrifying.
We have to draw the line somewhere.
I'm drawing the line.
And with this ChatGPT and this machine learning.
Yeah.
They told us what they were going to do with the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Machines taking over.
Yep.
Now, the only way I foresee machines actually taking over, rather than like the machines kind of building themselves like in the Matrix, is a system, are these missile systems that are connected to computers that would blow things up.
Sure.
That's the way I could see the AI taking over, but then they're going to destroy themselves because the electrical grid would be over.
Yeah.
And so the AI would die too. It really would, because yeah, I have true. Good news for you. AI has to have electricity.
Yes.
There are no, we're not talking about aliens, and we're not talking about sentient beings, and we're not talking about carbon-based humans or creatures. You know, it's like,
however, if you're talking about, like, destroying electricity, but what if they just destroyed the planet?
They could with nuclear bombs, absolutely.
Yeah.
But then they would be destroyed, too. So you're not...
No, I'm not talking about that. I mean making it so, like, we can't breathe anymore.
I know,
they don't need air.
But who's going to run the electricity?
They'll have machines that do it.
No.
That's what happened in The Matrix. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. That the machines are not going to get to the place where they're sentient. There's no such thing. God gives you a conscience.
I agree with that. I agree
with
that.
So what I'm saying is that I don't think there's... I don't foresee some sort of weapon that takes the air away and allows electricity and everything to run on solar. Because all these things, Michelle, break down over time. And there's not going to... everything will always need humans, is what I'm saying. Mm. Even if you needed to create another solar panel.
I disagree. I do. But I don't think it's going to get there, because I don't think that God... We know historically in the Bible, they tried to build the Tower of Babel.
Everything has to be programmed by a human. You would have to program something.
But no, they have programs that can program programs now. So, right?
Honestly, I think you're verging on the realm of consciousness for machines.
No.
If you think that machines could just continue on with no life on Earth.
I think that eventually, if it were to get to that point, I don't think we're there yet, but I think that I totally think it's possible.
You think that machines could be trained to, because here's the thing. I think that you've watched too much sci-fi. God has a limited number of resources on this planet.
I'm agreeing that God will limit it.
No. I mean that it's not plausible for machines. Klaus Schwab and all these people have a dream that machines can do something that I don't think that machines can ever do.
Okay, but here's the deal. Okay, 200 years ago, you take a 747 back to those people and you say, this thing will fly in the sky. They are not going to believe you.
No, I'm not saying
that will never happen.
No, what I'm saying is that nothing can operate without sentience and continue on without sentience. It just dies. It will just die. It will die out. Here's the thing, because everything that runs on electricity will eventually corrode and die. It can't self-replicate. You have
but
to
the
mind
machine
the
could then go. We have robots. So if you programmed a robot to find find a problem and solve that problem, I think it's totally possible. We could disagree.
Interesting. I don't see. Here's it. I believe
if
God
we could
has,
take a poll. I wish we could take a poll. I bet we would be split down the middle on our
this
viewers.
This is
on
why
one.
I would say that.
I think a lot of people are.
I think we do have a lot of
leave
sci-fi
it in the comments
viewers.
Afterwards.
Let me leave it with this. I believe that we have a creator. And I do not believe that a machine or something that runs on electricity can create. Because only human beings can create.
But what I'm saying is that if there's something that's already created, you can maintain that. So would it eventually, you know, maybe 500-600 years down the road, just kind of everything would just peter out?
Everything,
yes.
Here's the thing.
But could machines
Mankind
maintain themselves for a while? I think so, yeah.
I think the electricity grid would... I think the problem, the main problem with electricity is that it dies and it corrodes. And it will.
I mean, it's not even proven because don't we have robots in space right now that do maintenance on kind of the satellites that are up there?
But they die. Everything dies. Here's the thing. Everything that's not organic will eventually just die. It cannot. Only organic, only God-given life can keep things going for any sort of indefinite amount of time. I'm telling you.
We are going to disagree on this until a future date where
I
one of us
mom's
sees, gonna
have
sees it
to
the
say
other
about
way.
This.
I'm saying I don't think that God's going to let it get there, but
I
disagree
that the
capability
is set up. I don't think God even set up the planet for the capability. I don't think it's even, I do not think it's possible that any sort of machine and can continue. Look, do you know how many parts you would need? You would need, and this is the problem, you would need your machines to be operating with each other to get the cobalt from here and this from there.
Yeah.
And I think that takes a human level.
Okay.
A human level to it.
I didn't say that we're there right now.
Just say it's demonic.
Yeah.
Patriot Gallery says it's just say it's demonic.
It's all demonic.
Hey, Patriot Gallery, can you shut that door?
All right. So I do believe it's demonic and it's going to all shut down.
I do too. Okay. We agree on that 100%.
All right. So speaking of not agreeing, I know that when we did our DeSantis show.
Wow, that was hot, wasn't it? Those people.
You guys were
like.
It's very interesting. You guys, we have to be people who are about the subject matter at hand and not the person or the personality, because that's called a cult. Okay. And Ron DeSantis, if we say that he's saying something right or he does something right, you have to be like, yeah. And you can say, but I still want Trump as president. But you have to list your reasons why.
Well, they have their reasons. And you want me to list them for you?
Sure.
Because they think that Ron DeSantis is a globalist and that he has ties to George Soros and that he is a puppet master or a puppet being puppeted by the puppet masters. That's the only argument that I'm getting from people. I will never vote for DeSantis because he's a globalist.
Are you aware that Jared Kushner, who is literally the inside of inside with Trump, running Trump's camp, Trump's everything, he and Ivanka, who brought in all the horrible people.
They stepped down this time, Leah.
Oh, are they stepped down this time?
Supposedly.
Okay. He is in cahoots with George Soros. He got his start in money, seed money from George Soros.
Yeah.
Okay. They brought in all these wicked globalist people who destroyed Trump's campaign.
Okay. Another one that I'm hearing is that George Bush is supporting DeSantis.
That's, if he is, then that is a very that is a very good tell. All right. But you're going to be happy with us tonight because we do have two clips from Trump from Fox News. And
because I think we're going to be, guys, you need to know, and I cut Lee off and I'm really sorry about that. Moving forward, we are not in Camp Trump and we are not in Camp DeSantis. I'm sorry if that makes you upset. We are just in Camp Truth, and we are going to continue to bring you the truth from both of these guys as we see it through the lens of God.
Yeah. So Trump was on Fox News last night. He did town hall. I think you guys would be interested with some of his clips here that I've got for you. What's the first one we got?
We have Trump, Fox Town Hall. Hannity asks Trump to tone it down.
All right. Do you guys think Trump should tone it down?
I've asked you this question before, and it comes up a lot. People know that I've interviewed you all these years. I've known you almost 30 years. And people ask me and say to him, why does he have to fight so hard? Why doesn't he pick his fights a little more? Why does he have to call people names? And the only reason I think this is an important question is because I think everyone here tonight is likely voting for you, right? So... However, it's going to come down to those people that maybe are in the middle a little more. And the argument that they make to me is if he would just tone it down a hair, stop a little of the name calling. Hang on. I said it's their question. Leave me alone. All right. That it might help you with swing voters in that are needed for you to get over the finish line. It's already hard enough electoral vote-wise for a Republican to win. What do you say to them?
Okay, you ready? And I say this to everybody. I won an election. It was unprecedented. We beat somebody that supposedly had it made, and, you know, they probably did things in that election, too. They were shocked. But I came into office, and from the day I got in, I was under siege by people that have been in Washington for many years, put in there by many different presidents. In most cases, people that were against me, like, they spied on my campaign. They did all sorts of things. I was under investigation and under siege, and so were my people. And if I wasn't tough, I wouldn't be here right now, I guarantee you that. If I didn't fight back, I wouldn't be here. What they did is so bad, and they've been caught. Now, so far, nothing's happened to them of consequence. We had an Attorney General, Bill Barr, who didn't have the courage to fight. He just didn't have the courage. He was a nice man, but he didn't have the courage. He lost his courage when they wanted to impeach him. They said, we're going to impeach Bill Barr. They didn't even know why. There was no reason to impeach him. He didn't do anything wrong. But he didn't have the courage. We need courage in this country, or we're going to lose our country.
All right, I'll tell you what.
You know, I find him pulling out Bill Barr there a little interesting.
I can't stand Sean Hannity. I haven't watched him. He's the one who told Kayleigh McEnany to knock off the election stuff. It is a mess, and I know you guys probably have some questions. What about Trump attacking Kayleigh McEnany? Do we just keep throwing people under the bus because she gave some wrong statistics? I guess she's leaning towards Team DeSantis right now. The devil wants to divide us all, and I think that we should allow DeSantis to do his run and pull out what's good and wrong, allow Trump to do his run. But I think the one thing that the divide and conquer is for us to throw barbs at individuals. I think it's probably not helpful for our movement.
You mean for us to do it or for Trump to do it? Because Trump's laying into DeSantis
pretty
hard.
Everyone is throwing everyone under the bus right now.
Yeah.
So Trump attacked Kayleigh.
Yeah.
Okay. The DeSantis camp is attacking Trump. The Trump campaign is attacking DeSantis. And all their influencers that they have are attacking and throwing each other. I saw Cassandra Fairbanks from Gateway Pundit says, all of my friends that I like are yelling at each other on Twitter. You know? So maybe it's good. Maybe it's healthy for the movement. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think it's a ploy, honestly. I think it's a game. I think I was talking to our friend, the Kansas Cowboy, yesterday, and I said, you know what this reminds me of is like WWF SmackDown, where they have these storylines, and they follow the storylines, and they go out and they build it up in the media. I've never watched WWF, but I just know about it, and they've got these feuds going, and they're, you know, they come out and they're so angry. That's kind of what I feel like is going on between DeSantis and Trump. I'm just saying, it feels like a show.
You need to see this clip here of Trump talking about Ukraine, though, because he says, I don't think that they are telling us the right numbers coming out of Ukraine.
The war. I don't want that war to continue. And I'll stop that war. Mark my words. I'll stop that war in 24 hours. But we're in a position.
Mr. President, let me ask. Serious question. How do you stop that war in 24 hours?
I know both. And frankly, Zelensky was very good because he was part of the phone call. And he said he didn't say anything wrong to me. The Democrat, he could have gone and grandstand and said, well, I felt threatened. I felt threatened. He didn't. I get along with him. I get along with Putin. It would have been much easier to stop it before it started. Putin would have never done this. Would have been much easier. Right now, it's a mess. Now they're hitting Kiev and they're hitting all sorts of things that weren't supposed to be hit. The country is being decimated. By the way, the deaths are far more than they're reporting. You know, when they say 9 apartment houses got knocked down and 2 people got hurt, hundreds of people died. The numbers are much different than what you're being told. I will get them into a room and they will, and I know an exact way. Number one, you tell one, you're not going to get anything unless you make a deal. You tell the other one, they're going to get a lot unless you make a deal. And you just sit them and you put them in, and you have to make a determination. And within 24 hours, that whole thing will be settled. It'll be settled. And you need the power of the Oval Office. You do. You can't just walk in and say, oh, I'm going to settle the deal. You need the power of the presidency. It was a war that should have never, ever started. It's a horrible war. It's a vicious, vicious. I saw it today where missiles are going into cities. In this case, Kiev, and you see the school children going to school and missiles are following them. The whole thing is horrible. I will have that settled in 24 hours. People say, oh, you can't. It's just like when I hear DeSantis, when I hear the sanctimonious come and say, we need 8 years. Again, if he needs 8 years, don't vote for him. I'll have that. This country will be hopping in 6 months, and a lot of it's going to do with energy and energy costs. It'll be hopping. In 6 months, and less than 6 months, but it'll be back.
Thank you, Iowa, for being here.
I know you said that they were going to be happy with these clips, but I want to pull out something that I heard at the end, and this is where Patriot Gallery and I align, and we align on a lot of things, but our mom, Patriot Gallery, she keeps saying, watch out for Trump and quantum entry and energy. Watch out for Trump and his plans all include this quantum energy, which is a raw deal, and we need to do a whole show about it, which we have not yet. But as Trump continues to push it, he just hinted at it there, and a lot of what I'm going to do is going to have to do with energy. That's what he's talking about, and it would
transform 15-minute cities.
And his 15-minute cities, and it would transform everything for the worse. So,
but if that clip particularly was about ending the war in Ukraine.
Yes, I'm sorry. I just had to kind of call that out.
Yeah, so ending the war in Ukraine, and I do believe that he would end that war in Ukraine. I don't think it would have started. I think it would definitely be ended. And yes, he was hamstrung. And yes, they put a wrench in his spoke. And I think he took off running. And I think that all of that we see that is negative coming out of Trump is because he had horrible people around him. He actually had Robert Kennedy Jr. in there talking about the negative parts of the negative aspects of
vaccines. And can you imagine how COVID would have gone if Robert Kennedy Jr. had been in with Trump when COVID happened?
I don't know. Well, it's very interesting because Robert Kennedy Jr. was actually pro-lockdown in the very beginning.
Yeah, that's true.
But he was, I do believe he was anti-vaccine.
100% the whole time. So we've got so much more coming up after this break. We've got Twitter censoring the what is a woman
there. That was the big kerfuffle yesterday, yes.
So we've got that kerfuffle and Biden's kerfuffle and so much more coming up right after this break. Don't go anywhere unless you're going to go grab a friend to watch with you.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Hi, Ohio Amy here with Bridie on TV. If you want to know the truth, you know where to go. Bridie on TV, the fastest growing news truth network. Go to BridieOn.tv.net.
All right, so here's the deal. I am finding it really interesting just how many people that I know that are still sick in this spring as we're going into summer.
I know.
I'm fascinated by this. It's something that usually, like, sickness is in the winter. Mm-hmm. But I want you guys to visit the Brighteon store for the Groovy Bee Organic Elderberry and Echinacea.
Boom, boom, double punch.
It is a... we grew up on Echinacea.
Yeah.
We didn't add elderberry until much later.
Yeah.
In our lives, that's right?
It's a really good deal right
now. It's 17% off just for the one bottle. It's a complete immune system support. And as I was reading the description on this, because we have been doing this kind of stuff for, 10 years, I think, for the elderberry. We make our own elderberry. I cannot emphasize enough just how much elderberry is good for you. But when you buy the products from the store, you know what really bothers me is the idea that there's going to be all these harsh chemicals in it. But these, it says it's non-China and thoroughly lab tested for glyphosate, however you want to say it, heavy metals and microbiology, which I absolutely love. So it's organic. You're not going to get that from the shelf at the store. So what I love about the Brighteon store is that Mike Adams
tests everything.
He wants to make sure that you are getting products that you don't have to worry about that have the glyphosate in it or harsh chemicals, like he says, non-China. I mean, I'm absolutely in love with this product immediately as I have been looking at it. I'm like, this is what you need.
All because the green it works. Products. Yeah.
It works. Elderberry works 100%. So if you start to get the sniffles, your kids start to get the sniffles, this is what you need. If you have any kind of immune weakness in your system, so visit the Brighteon store.
I would get the multi-pack so you can have many on hand.
I'm 100% on the multi-pack. And actually, the more you buy, the more you save, absolutely, which is really, really awesome. So there's the multi-pack right there. You buy those, and I think the percentage goes up much, much more significantly. Yep. So support Mike Adams, support the Brighteon network by going to the Brighteon store, and it supports Resistance Chicks too, which is a win-win-win-win.
Win-win-win-win.
Love it. I love winning.
Are we winning?
I feel like we're winning.
Are we winning?
What's the next clip? Is the next clip a win clip?
I don't know if you'd call this a win clip. No. So everybody wants to know. Okay, so this is Pride Month, if you didn't know.
Do we have a humble month?
I asked, no, we don't.
Humble month.
So corporations humility. Have to work with the new diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I found a clip that explains why we see every company with the rainbow, mm-hmm. with it bringing in more women, bringing, they literally will only open up a new position to somebody of color. Hi, we need a new manager in our sales department, but we really need a black person. So we got to wait till we find one that's,
totally racist to me.
It does, but it's true. That's diversity, equity, and inclusion. Making sure that spots are filled. And what that means is you can't fill a spot until you bring in somebody who is a minority,
right,
who is Native American, who is black, who has a disability. I don't know what it is. This week, we found out that everybody's favorite Christian restaurant, Chick-fil-A.
I know.
Has a diversity, equity, and inclusion department and honors their LGBT staff. We know that I know a lot of you might have been disappointed to see.
But they're closed on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think the Christians just want an excuse to buy expensive chicken.
Or to not work on a Sunday.
Honestly, guys, Lee and I were not. I don't want to offend
anybody.
I've
always felt like they were hypocrites.
We're not hip. That was really funny.
I know.
But we should be a Chick-fil-A people because we're the chicks. We could make a whole thing about this.
I don't feel like their chicken. I don't think is organic or free range or anything.
It might be. I don't know. We better not spread false news. We've just never been Chick-fil-A fans.
I don't believe it is. So also The Chosen.
I know.
Had one of their camera people in their workspace
had a pride flag up,
and instead of saying something like we may disagree with their lifestyle, but they're welcome, we have all kinds of people from all walks of life,
that would be the response that I think most of us would have expected from The Chosen.
But instead,
or Angel
many
Studios.
A few of the disciples have come out LGBTQ affirming,
right,
and tweeted out, including Judas.
The irony.
And I always thought that the kid who played Judas was kind of sweaty looking. When I say sweaty, it's just kind of slimy anyways. Like, as a person.
Don't get me wrong, though. I love the show. Like, I love the show.
So the guy who put it together is basically saying, no, we're not. We want you guys to focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus. Just come and focus on Jesus. But Jesus had a pretty clear message. And when he was speaking about, sexual fornication, yes, he stopped the people from stoning the woman,
an
adulterous woman. But what did he say to her?
Go and sin no more.
So adultery, Jesus said, was a sin.
Yes.
He also said that if you look at a woman to lust after her, then what should you do?
Pluck out your eye.
Because why?
Because then you've committed adultery with her in your heart.
And what would be the punishment of that?
Death.
It is better to go to heaven maimed and lame,
missing an eyeball,
than to go into the fiery pits of hell where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
I think most people take that scripture and they just kind of morph it into a spiritual representation.
Jesus did not say
the body of Christ.
If you lust after a man,
so you're good to go. Lust after the men all you want.
So lesbians have a trouble because Jesus said if you lust after a woman.
Oh, that's true.
So lesbians and straight men going to hell. But gay men, he didn't say if you lust after a man.
So good. Because
that's Jesus. Because there's a lot of Jesus-only people.
Right.
They don't like Paul because Paul's pretty clear. And they don't like the Old Testament. you know, where it said, you know, homosexuality is an abomination. And,
yeah,
and then they try to go around, you know, when they made that, the movie, the series on the Bible with Roma Downey.
Yeah.
And they tried to make out the punishment of Sodom and Gomorrah because they were inhospitable.
Right.
Because Jesus is going to, you would rather have a God who destroys a town for inhospitality than major.
So what you're saying is we have this very weak Christianity.
Yeah.
That does not care about the actual Bible.
Yeah.
But pleasing men.
Exactly. And Jesus was pretty clear when he stood on sexual sin. Mm-hmm. And I feel that anybody who's going to be representing Jesus should at least be honest. Here's the thing. If you're going to have a show about Jesus, are you just going to ignore the parts of Jesus's
that you don't like.
Ministry that you don't like? They're not going to put in the scene about lusting after woman. Better to pluck your eye out.
I hope they do. Did they skip that?
To be fair, though.
I think they were saying in Hollywood, it is very difficult to find people to work on films and television series that are not sexually diverse.
That diverse, divergent, I think is what you mean. Yeah. Divergent. All right. So I want you guys to hear this clip on why corporations are doing the pride flags, even when it leads to their company's demise.
Like Bud Light.
Go woke, go broke.
Here's why. There's three initiatives that are put down through the World Economic Forum. One is called CEI, one is called ESG, and one is called DEI. These initiatives are put down as social initiatives from the World Economic Forum, the most powerful people on the planet, through the banks to the big corporations. These corporations, unlike my business, actually depend on that financing 100%. So if they don't do the things that these three initiatives, the CEI, the ESG, and the DEI say, they actually lose their funding, so they can't operate their business. So you say, well, aren't these people smart enough to understand why they're destroying their business? They can't not do it. Because if they don't do it, they won't get their funding. So they can't operate. So they have no choice but to do it. And then they drive their business into the dirt. And here's why that's happening. Because the people who run these companies, the officers of the companies, are not the founders of the companies. These are people that are many generations removed and many degrees of caring about the actual brand removed. All right. So these people are college graduates who think they know a whole bunch of stuff because they have an advanced degree, and they are making decisions that are, you know, basically about the money and thinking that eventually people will adopt this and it will stop. But it's not going to stop, and it's not supposed to stop. This is what people are failing to realize. What's happening is we are dealing with a communist insurgency that is undermining the values and the identity of the American public. What they are doing is they are intentionally creating a scenario where the American people rejecting this initiative is actually hurting iconic American brands that remove much of the American identity. So when you name these companies off, all of these companies represent America when you think of them traditionally. So now they're removing part of the identity, which is part of the communist process called demoralization. If there's less identity in America, there's less to fight for, which makes it easier to conquer. All right. Then on top of it, one of the goals of communism is to create two classes of people, very poor and very rich. And so what they're doing here is they are getting the American public to cancel their own companies that actually hurts their own neighbors who are good, hardworking American people. Because the people at Bud Light at the top are not the ones feeling the pain here. It's the delivery drivers. It's the hardworking red, white, and blue Americans that believe the same that you all believe, who are getting fired or laid off or losing because of this. So they have run an operation to push this initiative down through the companies intentionally, where the companies cannot resist it because they're required to do so for their funding, knowing that the American people are going to reject it and destroy these companies, creating the lower class system that they're trying to create in the first place.
So let me show you how we bring hope out of everything that guy just said. Here's what I agree with most of everything that he was saying. Or I actually agree with all that he was saying. I just want to add a couple of things here. These companies that he talks about as representing iconic America, hey, guess what? I don't really care about Bud Light. The North Face, do they really represent iconic America? What was it? The swimsuit, Nike, you know, like all of these things. Target. I don't believe in big corporations anyway. So here's how we take advantage of this situation that's happening and not allow the scenario that he just played out to become realization.
Yeah.
We say, all right, that's fine. Let them shut down their big companies and small America will rise. We will listen. I don't believe in drinking, but I don't have a problem with small breweries, hometown breweries. Go ahead. Do what you want to do. It, maybe you start your own swimsuit athletic line. You know, not everything. Here's the deal. Lee and I own our own business and we operate very well. And I love what we do. We could, with a snap of a finger, hire employees and become very, very big in our area. We don't. Why? Because I like the small town business. I like knowing my clients. I'm not saying that businesses can't get big, but what I am saying is when they're small, everything runs much better and much smoother. So how do we take it back, Leah? We take it back by every company that they shut down.
Yeah.
We create companies that are a good small business alternative.
No, I love that. That's actually what we should do. And I do want the Targets to kind of go the way of the
they don't even have good stuff.
The dinosaur, bring back the small shops.
When I was a kid, we had I don't remember if it was that we had two medicine shops or just one, but there was a drugstore right down the street from us, and you could go in there and you could get candy. There was a pharmacy. It was the equivalent of a Walgreens or a CVS or something like that. We had another one in town that had ice cream. It was a medicine shop and the ice cream shop. And it was wonderful, right? Why do we need a Walgreens on every corner or a CVS on every corner?
They put people out of business. And I think that corporations are truly evil.
Yeah.
They put the small, the locally owned businesses out of business.
Right.
Speaking about putting people out of business. So the Daily Wire made a deal with Twitter.
Yes.
A business deal that they would pay them X amount of dollars, and Matt Walsh's documentary, What is a Woman?, would go into the feed of everyone on Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, the day of yesterday, they were supposed to air it for free for everyone at 8:00. They get a notification that there are two scenes that are too sensitive to air. And so they not only are they pulling it from reaching people, that you're not going to be able to
see those two scenes.
No, it's not that you won't be able to see those two scenes. Is that there won't be any commenting or retweeting of it.
You're joking.
Commenting on it. No. At first, Elon came in and said, well, we have rules on sensitive information and blah, blah, blah. When Elon, here, the problem with Elon is
the
that
the mask is coming off.
The problem with Elon, though, is he does get pushed and he likes to have the backing. So when he heard from Cernovich and all these people, the Daily Wire guys had a meeting on this with like Candace Owens and all their people. They had a Zoom call. They had all their guys. They had, I don't know if you guys know this, but Jordan Peterson's in their inner circle, and they were all like in the building, like tweeting. And this was like this big thing for their company. Okay. It was like a war room for them. And they pushed Elon to change his tune. And then Elon tweeted it out himself and said, every parent should watch this.
So it did air.
It did air, and the
now you can retweet, you can comment, and you can see all the scenes.
Yes, but because the Daily Wire has millions of dollars and so much clout, and every single conservative influencer, we don't have that ability. Right. So that's why I feel like it's a little bit hypocritical. That being said, I want to play for you guys the two scenes that were cut. Now, I had to cut some of one scene with the store owner because they said to use curse words. And then I put on the end here, the ending on how What is Woman ends, and I think you guys will find it funny. So let's roll this.
How long have you been running the shop here?
25 years.
Wow. Now, you had an incident here a little while ago that went really viral online. Lots of reaction in the public.
Aberdeen Councilwoman Tiesa Meskis confronted owner Don Suker about a sign he posted in his store.
One day I just put the sign up over here, and he came around the corner, and I thought, okay, I recognize him. I says, I recognize you. You're our new city councilman. He says, no, I'm your new city councilwoman. So it was kind of on from there.
That's not. Trans women are women, sir.
I've been doing this 25 years. I've never had a problem with anybody, whether they're gay, transsex, anything.
Now, you're saying councilman, this individual was saying, I'm a woman.
Right.
And you said you're not a woman. How do you know that that person's not a woman?
How do I know?
Yeah.
Well, common sense.
Trans women are women.
Doesn't the science say that if someone identifies as a woman, then they are?
No, no. Now that's completely bogus. I don't care if you think you're a sheepdog and you come into my store, it don't matter to me. Just don't come in.
If it makes someone feel better, what about their feelings?
I mean, I don't give a shit about their feelings. I'm old.
What about in the Star Wars universe? Jar Jar Binks, pansexual, do you think? Transgender?
Why would I even care?
If it's his truth.
Well, it ain't true.
How exactly did this get into the courts to begin with?
Right, so what happened is we set up a meeting with BC Children's Hospital. And according to the BC Children's Hospital website, there's going to be a thorough evaluation, and I'm thinking, good, this is going to be the end of it all. They're going to clearly see that my child is not the opposite sex. So my ex-wife brings my child into BC Children's Hospital. I get a call less than an hour into that appointment is that they were going to pump her full of cross-sex hormones within the hour. And I put a halt to that. I said, no. They agreed to stop for the moment. They figured, well, let's get the dad on board too. This is all going to be better. Let's just get everybody on the same page. I said, it's not going to happen. So I get a letter from BC Children's Hospital in December of 2018, and it says that under the BC Infants Act, they will start injecting my child with cross-sex hormones, and I have 2 weeks to respond with legal action if I so choose. And so that's how I ended up in court, because I did respond with legal action.
So you called your daughter a she, and you went to jail for that?
That's considered criminal violence to not use the preferred pronouns. It is no different than, let's say, I were to take a broomstick and whack one of my kids over the head. So they were treating it in a similar fashion, that misgendering, mispronouncing my child was the equivalent of family violence.
Is she on the hormone pills now?
She is. The court ordered that she could do whatever she wanted.
Hey, I've been meaning to ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What is a woman?
An adult human female who needs help opening this.
Ends actually kind of makes me teary a little bit, you know.
An adult human female who needs some help opening a pickle jar.
You notice though that the dude claiming to be a female, see, that's to me, it's like
very forceful, but he could probably
open the pickle jar. So you know what, you're not a woman if you can open every single pickle jar that you are ever handed. You are not a woman.
Leah Thomas.
That's true.
The swim gender.
Now, I'm sure there are some women who can. I want to.
Well, I know how I open the pickle jar. You bang it on the floor. You turn it and bang.
I have not very large hands, but they're strong hands. There are pickle jars I can't open. There are jars I literally have to go outside and bang.
You have to bang, or you get that little rubber thing, that little round.
And when I was a kid, we called them a rubber husband.
Yeah, because you can't. Women need help opening jars. It's just true.
My mom was a single mom, you know? Yeah. So honestly, guys, I am very glad that this got played. I'm glad that it was put in Twitter and everyone's feed.
And now the Barbara Streisand effect, everyone knows it's there to watch if they want to watch it.
So and then it begs the question, when we're questioning everything, was a big kerfuffle just planned?
You know what wasn't planned? Biden's fall yesterday. Now, Patriot Gallery tells me there was some sort of sandbag that he tripped over. Let's play this clip and see what you see.
See if you see something tripping him up. So the producers say elder abuse. I could not agree more. And I did see it. You see it after the fact. right? After he falls and the camera kind of pans, you can see that there is a sandbag there. He goes back and he points and he says, you know, look at this thing. To the very left, you can see it there. So, you know, what are you going to do?
But that was an elderly fall. That was not.
But he tripped.
And here's the thing. The thing it is that people are calling out is that he is situationally unaware.
That to me is 100% true.
He is situationally unaware. He couldn't see it. He didn't know it was there. He's not upstairs.
He is not upstairs. That's right. So say a prayer for our nation. Speaking of saying a prayer, our Revelation Red Pill series is getting hotter and hotter every week. If you're not tuning into that, I don't know what you're doing. So visit resistancechicks.com and tune in every single Wednesday for Revelation Red Pills. This past week was super on fire with Corey Gray and Rob Allen. We want to see you guys there every week. We love you. God loves you. God bless. Remember, it's not just a conspiracy theory if it's actually the truth. And we'll see you next Friday right here on Brighteon.tv. Bye, guys. God bless.